Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Motion Picture Corporation of America. Moldavia, a city of tall white buildings sprawling out to the horizon. A young man is giving an animated speech in the street. A journalist watches him and takes pictures. Starring Jean-Claude Van Damme, second in command. The young man is inciting the people around him. As the photographer continues to take pictures, someone sets fire to an American flag behind him. Men start to kick at the blazing flag, and the photographer quietly walks away across the road through the pouring rain. He heads into a building and walks across a spacious foyer and into a bar. He goes up to a couple seated at the counter.
Until something happens, my plan is to stay in this wonderful bar of ours and get drunk.
The locals are torching your flag.
You know, we should film them.
When they burn something interesting, I will hit record.
Like the new president?
Amarev?
Amarev. The question is, will he last?
Well, he made it through the first week. The people love him and he won the election fair and square.
Our reluctant leader, Kirillov, has other plans for Amarev.
Here to collect Commander Sam Keenan?
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you.
So, nobody's going to the airport to pick up your new ambassador?
New second in command, deputy ambassador. Ain't worth changing shirts for. Mm-hmm.
That's not who they're flying in today. I've heard it's the new military attaché.
Military attaché? Interesting.
A vehicle drives across the tarmac at an airport.
You know, word on the street is the militia Lord Kirillov are planning to do.
I'm off. Knows that he has a serious insurgency problem on his hands. He also knows that his army simply isn't up to handling it.
Yeah, no shit.
Which is exactly why Norton requested this guy.
He's the kind of guy you definitely want on a team if you're expecting something. Let's face it, the US are taking this insurgency problem very seriously.
The plane's door opens.
So who is he?
His name is Keenan. Commander Samuel Keenan. Navy SEAL. He's the toughest guy I have ever met.
You're back, sir.
Thank you.
Sounds like you know him.
Yeah, Michelle and I embedded with his team in Al Bashra. She, however, got to know him a little better than I did.
Sir!
Oh, not our super clean Michelle United World News Whitman.
The very same.
Delta 4 requesting clearance for takeoff.
Michelle told me that he's coming by the hotel before he starts work.
Lucky Miss Whitman.
Commander Sam Keenan climbs into the back of the car, and the corporal gets in the driver's seat, closing his window against the rain.
What's your name, corporal?
Butler, sir.
Do you know the Hotel Continental?
Sir, my orders were to take you straight to the embassy, sir, and then on to the presidential palace. But the hotel is kind of on the way. In the opposite direction.
He pulls up on a busy, rain-sodden street.
Give me an hour, okay?
Yes, sir.
Sam puts on his white cap and strides across the road, breaking into a jog to avoid the traffic. He opens the hotel doors and heads inside. Now he's making his way up a flight of stairs. A woman sitting on a floor of her room, surrounded by papers and a laptop.
Is it?
Michelle goes to the door in just her dressing gown and looks through the spy hole. When she sees Sam, she smiles and opens the door.
How are you?
She leaps into his arms. Outside, Butler notices the beginnings of a riot starting nearby. Sam and Michelle are in bed together, kissing. He rolls her over onto her back. Outside, Butler notices a motorbike pull up by the hotel. The man riding Pillion is carrying a bouquet of roses. Butler looks away again. The man gets off and heads inside the hotel. As he strides across the foyer, upstairs, Sam picks up his trousers.
You okay?
I'm fine.
Journalist, come!
The man in the foyer shoots one of the young journalists.
Sam!
The assassin heads into the bar.
Hey, buddy, stop!
Go! We're pressed! We don't want you here!
He shoots the journalists, then fires at the bottles behind the bar and grabs a waitress. Sam knocks the gun out of his hand as he comes out of the bar, then headbutts him and throws him to the floor. The man gets up again and pulls a knife. He lunges, but Sam falls him with a blow to the neck. Michelle comes running down the stairs.
Get out of the way! You, get down! Sir, you okay?
I'm fine. Get some ambulances, now!
Yes, sir! You, come on!
Michelle, you better come with me. You'll be safe at the embassy.
I'm a reporter, Sam.
Like him. You want to be next?
If we don't show the world what's happening, who will? Sam, you know well enough by now.
Sir, civil guards are on their way. You should not be here when they arrive. Let's go.
Stay off the streets and let me find out what's going on.
Don't worry, Sam. We'll be fine.
Michelle, I'll come back for you.
An ambulance pulls up outside. Sam and Butler run across the street back to the car. Paramedics and police officers hurry inside the hotel. Butler's car speeds away down the road.
A bomb.
What's there?
It's the army barracks. This country's supposed to be stable. They just had elections.
Well, someone didn't like the result. Move on.
The car splashes through a puddle and screeches round a corner. The United States Embassy, July the 3rd. Butler's car turns a corner and heads down a quiet street towards the palatial-looking building. A solid metal gate opens as the car passes through it. Two corporals salute. Sam gets out and Butler drives off. Inside the building, Sam does up his belt as he rounds a corner. A sergeant comes to meet him.
Gunnery Sergeant Darnell, Commander Sam Keenan.
Gunnery Sergeant.
Gunny will do just fine, sir. Nice town, huh?
Sleepy.
It has its moments. Good to meet you, sir.
Commander Keenan, I'm Jennifer Lennon.
Nice to meet you.
Right this way, please. Ambassador Norland speaks very highly of you.
George is a good man. I get the feeling this town is going to need him more than ever.
A man's up a ladder, pinning decorations to the wall.
He's right through here.
Jennifer leads Sam through the secretary's office and on into the ambassador's office.
Sam, how are you, son?
Ambassador, sorry, I got delayed.
Our RSO, John Lydon. Marine Detachment Commander, John Baldwin. Our new military attaché, Commander Keenan.
Welcome to the deep end, Commander Keenan. Here's the top sheet. Small cadre of insurgents, former military and loyal to ex-president Kirillov, are stirring up opposition to the new president. This man is their leader, Tabarov, who obviously ordered the hit on the journalist's hotel.
They're hardliners, old-school communists, violently anti-U.S.
But mainly street-corner showboaters, till now.
A large crowd has gathered by the presidential palace.
Comrade Tabarov, it's time. Now. Look.
Sir.
Move in.
Military vehicles pull up alongside the crowds. A bald man climbs out of the first one and gets his gun ready. He motions his army of insurgents out of the trucks. The crowd is getting bigger and bigger. Michelle and a cameraman, Mike, fight the back of the crowd.
You sure you're allowed to do this? Your boyfriend was pretty insistent that we stay out of trouble.
Yeah, well, trouble has a way of finding me. I don't think I met him in the first place. This place is about to blow. You can feel it. Come on.
Jennifer shows a man to the ambassador's office.
Ambassador?
Ah, Frank Gaines, CIA station chief. Our new military attaché, Commander Keenan.
They still call you BC?
What do you mean?
Oh, you go to a hotel, a half hour later, we have a body count of 8.
Frank, Sam's on our side.
So are those dead reporters.
Now, what's your intel on the gunmen and the bombers?
Well, we have 1 major explosion and 3 smaller blasts. My contacts report roving bands of militia, maybe as many as 500. They've taken out the military barracks here and the civil guard HQ here. They've shot up U.S. business interests, too. We have unconfirmed American casualties.
What about the rest of the army?
President Amirov sent General Borgov to take out what we thought was a militia base camp. Satellite pictures show he's turned back from the mountains, so I'd say 5 hours minimum. I'll give you 3-1 on Amirov swinging from a rope by midnight.
The presidential palace, President Amirov's office. Outside, Michelle talks to the camera.
As the capital falls into anarchy, the rioters have cut the president off from both his military and police. Amirov needs his army, who are reportedly hours away in the mountains.
A young woman in white shirt and trousers steps forward, inciting the crowds even more. By a high window, a gunman takes a call.
Yes, comrade.
Shoot.
Yes, sir.
He aims the rifle at the young woman and shoots. She falls backwards into the crowd.
Where'd that come from?
Well, the palace guards opened fire.
The crowd lifts up the dead woman, and Michelle turns to Mike. The railings and tries to break them down. Palace guards battle in vain to hold them back. From a window up in the palace, the president's chief of staff looks down at the scene of chaos below.
Our palace guards have opened fire, Mr. President. On my own people. Who gave such an order? They are jumpy, sir. It's understandable. My army could restore order immediately, yet they are still hours away. But, sir, we've lost contact with General Borgov. The airport is open. I have organized a plane for you. A plane? When all other options are closed? Why does so obvious an escape remain open to me? Have Captain Servat come in. You must leave now, sir. Put my chief of staff under arrest.
The guard grabs him.
Mr. President, I don't need his advice any longer. Mr. President!
The president picks up the phone.
Ambassador Norland, please.
The militia are clearly encouraging the people to press forward.
The railings topple over, and the crowd surges towards the doors of the palace. In the ambassador's office,
how many Marines do we have? How many people do we have to protect?
Officially, an embassy staff of 27, plus 42 other U.S. nationals in the city, mostly oil and telecom engineers. Marine Embassy Guard Detachment of 15.
15. That's it.
This was not considered a hazardous duty station.
Look outside, Mr. Gaines.
I know.
There's Prisoner Demirov. Communists are storming the presidential palace.
And?
He wants our help.
So tell him people in hell want ice cubes.
How many weapons and transport do we have?
Whoa, hold on a second there, BC. I see where you're going with this. It's not going to happen, sir. The Secretary of State would have our asses.
If we're going to do something, we better to move now.
Yeah. Well, with all due respect...
Hear him out, Gaines.
Those Marines, see any action?
Gunny, Butler, and Zanger all spent a tour in Iraq.
Works for me. Get me in, I'll get him out.
Do it.
Follow me.
Sam, since they still haven't replaced my former deputy, I'm appointing you to temporarily fill the slot. You're my new second in command.
Michelle and Mike are caught amidst the crowd. Sam pulls up in a car a short distance away.
Best protesters back here. It's fully loaded, sir.
Thank you. Pull up here. I should be able to go this way.
Service entrance to the palace. Shit, those palace guards look like they've got their hands full.
Make sure they keep holding.
Sam strides over to the palace. Michelle spots him. Sam is allowed through the gates, which are shut behind him. Inside the palace, he's led through high-ceilinged white rooms and corridors to the president's office. He steps inside. Amarev standing by the window. He turns towards Sam.
You're the gentleman who will assist my travel?
Yes, sir. Where's the driver?
An officer stands up. Outside, the crowd is getting out of hand. People start to attack the armed guards, knocking them to the floor.
Follow me.
The crowd's barging towards the doors.
We got a mob's coming through. They're storming through the service office door.
Switching to plan B. Follow me.
Sam leads them out of the office. Outside, people are starting to jump over the gates of the palace. At a back exit, a decoy for the president gets into a limousine, head covered by a black blanket. Sam gets into a second car with the president.
Baldwin, cover us when we come out.
Copy, Sam. We're right behind.
We've got movement.
With just a handful of guards protecting the palace and his most loyal generals many hours away, the feeling in the insurgents is one of now or never.
Gates open and the first limousine comes out. A firebomb is thrown at it, sending it careering into another parked car nearby. Tavarov's first in command gets his gun ready and runs over. The heavy iron gates are closed. A man gets out of the car and runs, but is quickly tackled to the ground by a militiaman. Tavarov's thug pulls the presidential decoy out of the back of the limousine and hits him over the head with his gun. While the crowd's attention is diverted, the second limousine speeds through the main gate.
Keep your head down, sir.
In the back, Amarev ducks down. Tavarov's thug pulls the blanket off the decoy. He watches the other limousine speed off, then calmly points the gun at the decoy's head and shoots. The officer slumps to the ground. The insurgents run after the limousine, but to no avail. Then Tavarov's thug spots Michelle and Mike filming him. He points menacingly at them.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah, right
here. Tavarov.
Cover the US Embassy.
The limo screeches round a corner, followed by a black car.
Tiger One, we got your back in.
Copy that. Hang back and cover our flank. Gunny, we're coming in.
Cover us.
Roger, sir. We're ready to deploy.
As they head towards the embassy, a car veers towards them.
Watch it! We're cut off!
We got the rear, sir.
Hold on, sir. I'll get you.
Another car drives at them.
Brace yourself!
It smashes into the side of the limo.
I gotta go!
The car driver revs, turning the limo onto its side and ramming it into a wall. U.S. soldiers fire at the insurgents.
Take him out! I got it, go!
One of them is shot dead. Sam's trying to kick his way out of the car.
Get up on the wall!
Quick!
Finish them!
Coming in from the left!
Sam smashes the car's windscreen while two officers cover him.
Are you okay?
We'll have to get around him. Okay?
Amarov nods as two more militia appear around the corner with guns.
Grenade! Give me a grenade! Go, get the hell out of here!
The soldier tosses a grenade, which throws up a cloud of smoke.
Only shoot on my orders!
Cover!
Sam runs with the president.
Fire! Fire!
The insurgents are closing in.
Get those goddamn gates open!
One of the men covering Amarev is shot. Sam hurries the president towards the gates. Amarov and Sam run through the gates. Khabarov's thug whistles a signal for his men to stop. The heavy metal gate slides shut.
They're pulling back!
Welcome to the USA, Mr. President.
Thank you. I am in your debt.
Sir, the ambassador's waiting inside. Sir? Corporal Zhang has just radioed in. He and Pazini are still out there. I'll assemble a reaction team and bring them both in.
Negative, Gunny. The city's crawling with militia heading our direction. I need all available men right now.
Zanger and Pazini are two of my best.
I'm sure they are. And they're Marines. I'm counting on them out there.
Yes, sir.
Zanger and Pazini are hiding from the insurgents.
Stinger! Revedin! Raptor! Heidemann!
As militiamen walk past only inches away, Zanger and Pazini back carefully round a corner. Inside the grounds of the embassy, walls of sandbags are being built up.
Jones! Left flank! Red! Right flank! Move! Hold your position!
Attention, please. All civilian evacuees, please assemble in the lobby for a security briefing.
Don't worry
about it. Hell of a time for a tour group.
There are U.S. nationals who work in the city. We bust them in for their own safety.
Need to get control of our defenses. Is there a map of this place?
The Marine unit is down the hall and to the left. ACR is in the basement through comms. Come with me, I'll show you the embassy plans.
Would evacuees please remain in the lobby and wait further instructions?
Outside, the militia are gathering just round the corner from the embassy. A soldier's looking through single-lensed binoculars and can just make them out at the top of the road.
They regrouped at the top of the street, Gunny.
Khabarov smiles and pats one of his men as he stares at the embassy at the bottom of a street, littered with dead bodies. A man holding a bazooka runs across the street and takes cover behind a vehicle. Inside the embassy, Gunny's getting his weapons ready.
Enough ammo to hold off a troop of Girl Scouts.
Yeah, the only anti-personnel weapon we got is bad breath.
spotted an RPG.
I'll give the ambassador the great news.
Tavarov to his army.
Now? We do this the hard way. We don't have much time.
He signals to the man with the RPG, who aims it at the embassy. As Sam's heading down a corridor.
He's coming!
Tavarov's men celebrate. Inside, the embassy's filling with smoke. Sam runs down the hall and picks up a fire extinguisher.
You okay?
Yeah.
Call for backup. Seal the windows.
Right, Sam. On me!
Shutters come down on all the windows. The president's covered in dust. Sam goes up to him.
Get him downstairs, into the bubble, now! Okay.
Sam takes the fire extinguisher into the next room and starts putting out the flames. He spots a dead body. He slumped by a wall.
Medic! Medic!
Please!
Here!
What's the damage?
They hit us with RPGs.
I'll take a look at you.
You're gonna be okay. Hold on.
They kept coming back.
Mr. Little, sir.
Amarev's inside the bubble. He's safe, for now.
Sam watches the life drain out of the man. Looking upset, Sam stands up and walks out. Sam strides into the communications room inside the bubble.
Sir, this is Marshal Geller, Comstech.
Hey, Marshal.
Sir.
How's the president?
Sir, is there any background information, anything you know?
He's good.
Geller inserts a card in a phone.
White House, situation room, you're on. Ready, sir.
This is Sam Keenan. I regret to inform you that Ambassador Nolan has been
killed in the embassy attack.
Secretary of State. Our sympathies, Commander Keenan. How did this happen?
A coup d'etat is in progress. Amarev is in the embassy, and we've been hit with an RPG.
John Franklin.
NSA.
How's your security?
We're surrounded by militia loyal to Kirillov. I need backup.
This is General Anderson.
Our nearest Marine Expeditionary Unit's
about 6 hours due east of your current position.
You folks are just going to have to do whatever you can to hold the fort until they can arrive.
Understood. And if you don't mind, sir, on the double.
Copy that.
Commander Keenan.
We'll keep the lines open for you here at State, the Pentagon, and Op Center CIA. Let us know immediately if there's any change in your plans or your situation. Good luck.
This is General Anderson. I'm issuing orders for the 22nd Marine Expeditionary Unit to proceed with an emergency embassy reinforcement mission.
USS Challenger is plowing through the Adriatic Sea.
O'Brien, check the message.
The message reads, Top secret, expedite MEU to waypoint 710994, relay to land base.
Message relay.
Another message reads, launch immediate evac mission, US Embassy.
This is for victory. Message received and understood, over.
Helicopters are mobilized in Croatia.
Guy is real, we're ready to go. Go on, disconnect weapons lock, we're up, sir. Yes, sir, I have you sailed. No 9 on check, please.
A pilot pushes a throttle lever forward, and the helicopters take off in unison.
Raise your hand if you feel confident about our security.
Nobody does.
What we do have is an E&E plan.
You heard my discussion with the Secretary of State. Case closed.
Evacuation is our only option. The longer we delay, the harder it'll become.
The evacuation plan was designed for a staff of 15. We have over 50 people here.
And a full-on siege at site. How long do we have until General Borgov returns with his troops?
About 4 hours.
By then, we'll have militia trying on our pants for size.
Ambassador Nolan said he would not let this fragile democracy fail. I'm not going to let him down. We hold the fort.
I hate to piss on your little parade, Keenan, but Norland's dead. Jesus, am I the only one here who thinks life would be rosier on the other side of that mob?
Evac is not an option.
Vietnam is history, pal. Get over it.
Frank, you're not being helpful.
Helpful is not sacrificing more American lives in a hopeless situation, John. This guy's been a country less than a day. What does he know?
Sir, you'd better come to the TCU.
On my way.
Gaines gets up and heads out with the others, leaving Sam in the office alone. From a rooftop, a soldier keeps watch on the street through single-lensed binoculars.
They broke in on Channel 4.
How?
Don't know. He won't talk to me. He just wants the man in charge.
Sam sits down at a table.
This is Sam Keenan. Over.
I said I only want to speak to man in charge. The ambassador.
He was killed. I'm in charge.
My name is Tabarov. I represent the Revolutionary People's Government who demand the release of President Yuri Amirov to stand the trial for the murder of innocent civilians gunned down on his order outside the palace.
Over.
Amirov is under our protection, which is U.S. soil. If he did commit those crimes, there are proper and legal ways to proceed, not at the point of a gun. That's how it works in a democracy.
We have demanded the release of President Amirov. Look outside, Mr. Keenan.
In front of your gate.
Shit. The roof.
Gunny peers out at the deserted street.
You got a minute, John.
Why'd the Vietnam reference get him so riled?
He was born there. His mother was part of the French diplomatic mission. His old man was some jarhead officer who bought a bullet when we pulled out of Saigon.
No wonder he's not big on evac.
No, but he's big on ego. This guy's a loose cannon. We just went from Georgia Norland to Georgia with jungle. I'm going back channel on this. You might consider doing the same thing. If you want to save this place and everybody in it.
He leaves Baldwin thinking deeply. A military 4x4 flying a white flag races down the street and stops suddenly. Tavarov's thug jumps out and drags the general out into the road. He forces him to kneel.
I'll get out!
He grabs Michelle, then Mike, and does the same to them. Sam jogs up a staircase inside the embassy. The man holds a gun to his hostages.
Red Bull took. We got 3 hostages, including 1 woman being held at gunpoint.
Sam arrives on the embassy roof and watches Michelle from behind piled sandbags. He closes his eyes. The man gestures a warning that he'll be watching and steps back. The general decides to risk standing up, but one of Tavarov's snipers fires a shot at the ground by his feet, prompting him to get to his knees again. Gaines looks through compact binoculars.
Yeah, that's General Ilyinov. Other guy looks like press. And that woman.
Michelle. Michelle Wittmann.
Of course it is.
United War News.
Yeah.
Mr. Tavarev, if we're going to talk, release the hostages now.
Our demands are clear. Release President Amirov into our custody, or these people will be executed.
Can I remind you the Geneva Convention about prisoners of war?
Unless I'm mistaken, we are not at war.
The hostages are innocent civilians.
Then release our president, Pichkati Materina. It's very simple.
He's not fucking around.
Our position on that is clear, Mr. Tavarev. Over.
Tavarov nods grimly to a sniper on a window ledge. The man aims and fires, killing General Ilyonev. Tavarov's thug strides up behind the other two hostages. He grabs Michelle's hair and yanks her head back. She glares up at him, and he slaps her hard across the face. Covering the street, Gunny aims his rifle instantly, and with a callous sneer, the thug holds his pistol to the top of Michelle's head.
You have 15 minutes. Dan.
We will kill them both. Dan, you are next, Mr. Keenan. You and everyone inside the embassy. We are taking our country back. How we do it, it is up to you.
Sam arrives in a room where the others are waiting.
We have no choice. You read my mind, sir. I'm gonna have to pull up those thoughts about Beyonce.
What are you thinking, Kenny?
We're going out there for a rescue.
Kenny, what we got?
We got two recon Marines, two trained snipers. We can create a diversion. We can get those hostages back.
You don't have anything big enough.
You're right. Too many in the field. The best they can do is to draw fire.
I know it hurts to agree with me, but let me finish. You don't have anything big enough, but I do. Little insurance policy I've been hiding by the name of Charlie Four.
Tiger One, this is Redwood One. Come in.
Tiger One.
Over.
What's your location?
Back to your street.
Are you
mobile?
Just four legs between us. Okay, gentlemen.
There is a bicycle store on Pletchia Street, which is two blocks east.
Okay, we'll find it.
The owner is going to ask your name.
Tell him, Michael Jordan. Call us when you're inside, and guys, haul ass. Can't smoke.
Two armed insurgents are walking along a street chatting. Suddenly, they're ambushed by Zanger and Pazzini and dragged into a doorway. A grimy door closes behind them. Sam arrives at President Amarev's soundproofed room.
Sir, a man calling himself Tavarev just killed a hostage. More hostages will be killed unless I turn you over. I need a straight answer.
Please.
Did you order your guards to shoot at the people at your palace?
No. Let me explain something. These men are brutal. We fought against them.
10 years. Suffered their abuses for more than 20.
If I thought surrendering myself to them would stop the bloodshed, I would do it. But the opposite is true. Only by defying them
can I protect my people.
I'm very sorry you're caught in the middle, Mr. Keenan. Whatever you decide, I will understand.
Thank you.
My army is coming.
Sam leaves. Location, Borgov's army, ETA 0400 hours. A region of a map is enlarged, showing a flashing red rectangle that highlights a location. A military convoy makes its way along a woodland track.
General Borgov's 18th battalion en route to the American embassy. Our ETA will be 4 hours. Do you copy? This is General Borgov's 18th battalion en route to the American embassy.
Vehicles drive off the muddy track onto a narrow road. Zanger and Pazzini arrive at the bicycle shop, dressed as the men they ambushed.
Hi. Michael Jordan.
Good to meet you. Follow me.
Okay. You got the radio?
Here's the C4.
Great, thanks. All right. Watch our backs. You squat twice if there's a problem. If we're being followed, you're found. Whatever.
Understand.
Okay. Let's get this thing on the road.
Soldiers have taken up firing positions behind sandbags on the embassy roof. More scramble down the front steps. Zanger and Pazzini arrive back near the embassy. Pazzini props a bike with leather bags fitted over the rear wheel against a wall and discreetly signals to another man nearby, who acknowledges him.
Bike is in position.
Soldiers rush to take up positions under an embassy wall. Sam joins them, giving a thumbs up to a soldier on the roof. The soldier signals back, then gets ready with his gun. The men with Sam put on gas masks.
Tiger One, all set, over.
Redwood One.
Copy, all set. On my command. 3, 2, 1.
Go.
Explosives in the bags on the bike are detonated. One of Tavarov's snipers is taken out and gas grenades are thrown over the wall by the soldiers. The sniper who shot the general is mown down and falls from his window.
Move! Go, go, go!
A car skids round behind Michelle and Mike. Soldiers and militia trade fire through the smoke. The driver of the rescue car is shot in the leg, and the two hostages are hurried away by three soldiers. The soldiers run with the hostages through thick, swirling white smoke. The soldiers grab a shot comrade with them. More insurgents are taken down. The shot man's gas mask is pulled off.
There, sir.
Sam pulls on a mask and dashes out through a metal gate just as it's closing. He runs through the smoke, punches out a militiaman, and downs two more with a pistol. He goes to the rescue car's open door and wraps the driver's arm around his shoulder. Tavarov's thug launches himself from the car's roof, dragging them both to the ground. The man pulls off Sam's mask, but Sam kicks his attacker back against the car. Sam punches him violently, grabs the man's tackle hard, then punches him again and throws him onto his back. Sam follows with a crushing kick to the man's groin, then stamps on it before plunging both his thumbs straight into the man's eyeballs.
Come on, I think we can make it.
Sam picks up the shot driver.
Close the door.
The militia fighters have started to run. Tavarov thinks to himself, then with a furious scowl, hurls the radio he's holding to the ground. He overturns a wooden pallet in fury. In the embassy...
Get the medics in reception! We got injured!
The shot driver is brought in.
You'll be fine.
Sam checks on Michelle.
Are you okay?
Take it easy! Take it easy!
Baldwin, get the medics!
Yeah. Sir.
And secure the compound!
Keep on holding, Mateo!
Move!
Suck it up.
It's great to have you back barking orders, but we need intel faster than they need a band-aid. You two are reporters, right?
Yeah.
How many troops did they bring to the palace?
50, 100, I have no idea. We were filming and then they
came after us and we just ran.
And the rest of the Civic Guard?
There were these men arriving in trucks carrying AK-47s and they fired at them.
You recognize firearms?
Research is part of my job.
Okay, good. What other equipment did you see? Did they have tanks?
No tanks.
Any heavy armory?
No, we just saw trucks.
What about the leader, Tavarev? Did he try to hurt you?
Did he say he planned to shoot you?
No, the opposite. He said he'd be happy to release us.
Sam looks troubled.
I want to see both of you in my office when you're finished.
Gunny goes with him. The road outside the embassy compound is now deserted again.
What's General Borgov's position?
He's still 120 miles away. With heavy armor, I'd say 3.5 hours.
He's still mopping up the dead out there. Corporal Shevinson puts their casualties at 25 dead, 12 wounded.
That will not stop Tavarev.
No, he'll know help is on his way. It's just going to speed things up. He'll hit us with everything they've got. Unless we give them what they want.
Gunny?
Sure. I'll give them what they want, so long as they want help.
Marines, balls for friggin' brains.
Hey, we got the hostages back, didn't we?
Gunny and Sam head for the door.
Keenan, your mandate here is not to turn this into the Alamo.
Great movie.
Sure, but everybody died.
We got Texas, didn't we?
Sir, we've got movement.
Insurgents have taken up positions behind cars. One man cuts a power cable while another shoots out a security camera.
Incoming!
A communications array on the embassy roof explodes. A row of screens in the bubble have gone black.
Comms are out.
Need to update Washington. See if they can give us something else. Come on, move.
I have to rig this up.
Let's go.
Geller hurries out of a door carrying a briefcase followed by Sam, Gaines and Baldwin. The briefcase contains a satellite phone.
Just be a minute.
A keypad is opened, and a sequence of buttons is pressed.
Got a lock. Washington, do you copy? Over.
This is General Anderson. Copy that.
Yeah, patch me through to the Secretary of State.
This is Secretary Hammond.
What is your current situation? Over.
Sir, militia forces destroyed our communication center.
Mr. Secretary, this is Frank Gaines, CIA. We are outnumbered by over 20 to 1 at the moment. We have no cover on three sides, and the militia may have seized government tanks and heavy weapons.
Yeah, but...
Sir, with relief forces still hours away and General Borgov's army out of contact, I strongly urge that we reconsider the plan to evacuate and take advantage of imminent night cover.
That's an opinion which I cannot support, sir.
Would you stand by for a moment, Commander Keenan?
A piece of paper is pushed across the desk.
Sir, I think you should take a look at this.
Gentlemen, we have a problem here. Commander Keenan.
This department has not received official notification that you've replaced Captain
Baldwin as acting deputy chief of mission. Over.
I'm not getting you, sir.
Cable replacing Captain Baldwin as acting deputy chief of mission was never sent.
Officially, he is in charge, not you. I am hereby ordering you to assist him.
Any way you can. Could you put Captain Baldwin on the line?
This is Captain Baldwin.
What is your assessment of the merits of
an E&E?
I cannot guarantee the safety of anyone in this facility. I would therefore agree that evacuation would be advisable.
Captain Baldwin?
You are authorized to proceed.
This is Delta 1-3. We are en route and ETA is 3 hours. Over.
Three helicopters speed over dry desert landscape under a cloudless blue sky. Daylight fades over the deserted street outside the embassy. A handful of shop lights come on, but all the windows in the street stay dark. In an office, a troubled Sam is leaning heavily on a desk. He straightens up and paces around the room, then sits on the edge of the desk, deep in thought. Michelle.
I heard the staff talking.
And?
They say we're moving out.
Is that so?
Sam, if we stay, we're dead.
If we go, we're ducks in the shooting gallery.
Well, it's Baldwin's call now.
Michelle, Baldwin is a good guy. But he's never been in a combat situation.
But this is his turf.
This is your life.
Does it ever occur to you that you might be wrong?
Not this time.
You know, it's okay to run when you've explored all the options.
Baldwin steps in.
We'll talk about this later.
Michelle leaves, and Baldwin steps up to Sam.
I tried to warn you.
We don't have time to build a horse or dig a tunnel.
We don't have to. Someone already did.
Talk to me.
A door is opened in a small room, revealing a secret passageway.
Now, here's a little something for you.
What is it?
Paranoid bastards. Built all kinds of shit under the city. Bomb shelters, command posts, more tunnels than the New York subway.
It's lucky for us.
All stations.
Harry is open. Over.
Birch 1 to all staff. Initiate final burn.
Just the sensitive stuff. Bag it all. Burn it to the furnace.
Documents with classified stamped across one page are placed inside the furnace.
Attention all personnel. Please make your way to the first floor lobby and prepare for immediate evacuation.
All quiet up here.
Zanga and Pazzini hurry around the outside of the embassy.
Stop.
Zanga checks around a corner, then speaks into his radio mic.
Tiger 1.
Transport ETA.
Tiger 2 ready. Out.
The bicycle shop owner gets onto a bus and it starts moving.
Tiger 1, tunnel exit located and secure, over.
Pazzini follows Zanga through a door. The embassy staff are on the move.
Keep it moving.
Hey folks, about a quarter mile till we reach open air. So stay tight.
Butler leads them along the brick passageway.
Come on, let's go!
Look, I'll give you the details of the evac plan when we're on the bus and out of the city. So if you could just take your place in line.
I'm staying.
That would be contradicting a direct order from the Secretary of State.
Tavarov will want a point of contact inside the embassy.
Let it go, Keenan. Face it, pal, you just weren't up to the job.
Red Bull 2, the men have breached through a tactical withdrawal. Out.
Birch 1, copy that. Suit yourself, tough guy.
Sam frowns.
You'll be all right.
Red 2, more coming through. Over.
Baldwin to Gaines.
Tavarov's men are still gathering at front.
Right. By the time he's inside, we'll have a half hour head start. I'll just divert the Marine Expeditionary Unit to the new waypoint, then we chop out the civilians. Simple. You made the right decision.
The bus drives along a street. Gunny.
Redwood 2.
Clarify status, Tiger 1, over.
The president is led through the embassy corridors and nods to Gunny as he passes him. The president is ushered into the secret passageway.
This way. Keep moving, please.
Zanga forces a door open and comes face to face with Butler and the others.
always go AWOL again, I'm gonna kick your ass.
Yeah, you get stuck in a hole again. I ain't gonna save your sorry ass. Follow me.
The bus arrives.
Rebel 2, clarify status, Tiger 1, over.
Tiger 1, hatch is open, over.
Zanger and Pazzini run back the way they came. Butler brings the escapees through the open door and out of the passage.
Come on.
Butler leads the way with his gun ready as they emerge outside the embassy. Zanger spies the bus waiting for them.
Here it is.
Redwood 2, go, go, go. Stay low.
All right, let's get up there and cover.
Zanger and Pazzini run ahead to the bus while Butler brings the others. Zanger signals across the open compound to Butler as the embassy staff gather behind Butler, sheltering in the embassy's colonnade. Butler gestures, and the staff begin running out into the open towards the bus in pairs, as Zanger and Pazzini cover the bus's doors. Sam paces anxiously in the bubble and sits down to watch security camera feeds.
Rebel 2, clarify status.
Tiger 1, over.
Almost there, sir.
This is Birch 1. President is on route, over.
Why don't you attack this embassy? What are you waiting for?
As his fighters get organized behind him, Tavarov watches calmly. More people run on board the bus, but Zanger becomes increasingly uneasy. Zanger signals to Butler.
Holding.
Sam thinks. Tavarov watches. Zanger edges closer to Pazzini.
That's not right.
The bus driver steps slowly out of the bus.
Shit, Long.
What are you doing? Hey! Hey!
The bus explodes in a colossal ball of flame, throwing Zanger and Pazzini forwards and setting them on fire.
Retreat! All back to the embassy! Go!
Go, go, go!
Michelle!
Move out!
Butler.
Set up. You've been set up!
Hey, go! Go!
Zanger and Pazzini writhe on the ground as the flames consume them, and militia fighters appear. Butler runs for the door to the passageway, frantically urging the other escapees back.
Sir, they knew we were coming.
At the door, Butler takes out a militia fighter, but his gun empties. He's mercilessly mown down at close range before he can reload. The insurgents fire directly down into the passageway through a metal grating.
Back inside!
Go, let's go!
Move, move, move!
Mike films the chaos with a small camcorder.
Come on, guys, let's go!
The militia run down into the passageway and open fire.
Cover!
Get the people to the TCU and the president to the ACR.
Now, come on, move!
Let's go!
Sam to Gaines.
Where's Michelle?
Where's Michelle?
She's still in the tunnel, I think.
So, Kane and Dunn, it's too late. Leaders, they're gone.
I want this embassy combat ready in 15
You're
minutes.
You're not in command anymore!
We're talking about lives here. Give me 5 minutes, then seal the tunnel.
Yes, sir.
Don't wait for me.
More of the fleeing civilians get caught by gunfire coming down through the grate in the passage roof. Sam moves quickly and stealthily through the passage, with a pistol clasped in both hands held in front of him. He moves past Geller's body and the wrecked satellite phone. Around a corner, he discovers Michelle lying on the ground. He turns her over. Militia gunfire.
Sam. Stay down.
small group of insurgents hurry along the corpse-strewn passage and step over Sam and Michelle. As they move further away, Sam lifts his head, then gets up and drags Michelle into an alcove. More militia appear some distance behind the first group. Between the two groups, Sam leans back into the passage and fires off a few shots before vanishing again. Each group thinks the other's attacking it, and both open fire on each other. Each militia band annihilates the other. Sam cradles Michelle's face in his hand. He lifts her onto his shoulder and heads down the passage. More insurgents arrive. Sam turns round and takes out the first two to appear, then hurries onwards. Back in the embassy, Gaines loads his pistol as Sam gets back carrying Michelle. To Gunny.
Seal the tunnel.
Yes, sir. Fire in the hole!
His grenade brings down brickwork.
Killer's dead. The set phone's out. We're cut off.
They knew we were coming. They had to.
Sam paces, thinking pensively.
Did we scan everybody?
Everyone who passes the security post.
It wasn't manned.
Hamidov. He's still alive, sir.
Location, U.S. Marines. ETA, 01 hour.
This is Delta 1-3. We're en route and ETA is 1 hour. Over.
A red line joins the location of Borgov's army and the U.S. Embassy. ETA, 01 hour. Tanks and military 4x4s progress along a muddy track. Gaines walks into the embassy's soundproofed room.
President?
Sir?
We believe the militia may have planted a listening device on someone.
They made sure it was someone who made it inside.
Check my men, please.
One of the president's bodyguards is scanned.
Clean.
Sir, is there any chance that someone in your office could have planted one on you?
Anything's possible.
Do you mind? Please.
The man with the handheld scanner passes it over the president.
Everyone?
No. Not everyone.
Outside the room, Michelle stands still in her grimy clothes as the man sweeps the scanner over her. The reading is coming from the top of her shirt. A tiny speck is removed from the material. The soldier takes it to Gaines in a pair of tweezers.
Deactivated. It's one of ours.
Tavarov has heard everything within 10 feet of you.
Michelle takes off her shirt and sits down with her head in her hands. Sam crouches next to Michelle's chair and looks at her sympathetically. He strokes the back of her head.
Oh, how's your head?
Mild concussion. Sam,
Sometimes life forces you to make a tough call, Michelle.
But those people... Those poor people...
I know. That's history. Maybe it sounds cold, but that's history. You have to survive to write about it, okay?
Sorry I ever doubted you.
He takes her hands in his.
Michelle, tell Canadas with everything they've got. I need to handle this.
Gunny to another soldier.
8 Marines left. How's the morale holding up?
We got 10 motivated badasses, Gunny, just itching to bring a world of pain to these motherfuckers.
Copy that. Time to get down and dirty. Keenan wants claymores. You get a staff to pass these around. I want metal. Keys, coins, knives, nails, and I want them back here full in 5 minutes.
Yes, sir.
Sam to Baldwin.
You were looking for me. Sir, I feel I should be relieved of my command.
Officially, I don't work here, remember?
We've got Tavrov. I'm for it.
You take it. As far as he and I are concerned, you're in charge here. Sam Keenan.
Mr. Keenan, you can end this with no further loss.
On either side. Release President Tamirov now. And your people will leave our country unharmed.
The Marines and a shitload of tanks are heading your way.
Over.
When they get here, they will be dealing with the new government. Out.
Baldwin, are the civilians in the basement?
Yes, sir.
To Gunny.
How are we looking?
Bad news, sir. Our perimeter's full of holes.
And the good news?
Good news? We're gonna teach these mothers a whole new meaning of pain.
Give them hell, Gunny. That's an order.
Yes, sir.
Sam's watch shows it's just past midnight.
Happy 4th of July, gentlemen. I suggest you make full use of the right to bear arms.
Gotta love that Second Amendment.
The soldiers indicate to Sam that they're ready. Michelle and Mike run out to Sam, Mike holding a small camcorder.
What you doing here?
Sightseeing.
Michelle, go to the basement.
I would, but Mike said he can't find a decent camera angle down there.
Yeah, that and the lighting sucks.
Intelligent, beautiful, stubborn. Nice mix.
Tavarov's deep in thought.
Sir, should we wait?
No, attack.
Sam walks back behind his line of soldiers.
Redwood 1 to Redwood 2. You're positioning to attack. Get ready.
Copy that. At Code Baker, followed by your number, hold.
Show fire. We draw them into the open area, at which point I will give them their motherfucking bonus. Then we all open up with everything we got. Over.
Over.
A pickup truck appears.
Here we go.
The driver jumps out as it careers towards the wall. The pickup smashes straight into the embassy compound wall and explodes, blasting a hole in it. Militia fighters suddenly break cover in the street and come flooding towards the embassy. President Amarev looks troubled. The remaining embassy staff are ushered through the building.
Come on, hurry, hurry, this way, quicker!
The militia reach the embassy wall and take cover behind it. Some begin to get in through the hole made by the pickup. Sam and the other soldiers continue firing down from the roof. More insurgents pick their way into the compound, past the blazing pickup.
General Borgo is on the secure channel.
Gunny keeps low down behind a wall of sandbags as militia fighters start getting closer across the compound. They fail to notice rigged paint pots filled with pieces of metal. Gunny pulls on a wire attached to one of the pots and it explodes. He detonates a second one and wipes out virtually every fighter in the compound. More militia fighters race down the street towards the embassy. Gunny picks a man off from his position. The soldiers he's called leave their positions and hurry inside. As the soldiers and militia continue to fire, night vision shows more men racing down the street towards the embassy. The soldiers recalled from the roof open up on militia fighters that have broken into the building. A soldier gets hit, falls back against a wall, then slides down it, leaving a smear of blood.
Davanov, this is General Bob. We are nearing your position, and I'm ordering you to stand down.
The army's back. Withdraw now.
Sam notices the militia retreating.
Mr. Keenan, your cavalry has arrived.
You are lucky.
Inside a dust-filled room, the lights flicker.
Baker 6, there is a ceasefire. Militia is falling back. I repeat, militia is falling back.
Binoculars.
Sam looks through the single-lensed binoculars and sees an armored personnel carrier arrive, followed by a multi-wheeled vehicle with a gun turret on top.
General Borgas regiment. They made it!
Hurrah! Hurrah! The multi-wheeled vehicle smashes a car aside as it rumbles down the street.
Congratulations to your brave Marines.
At last I can release you of this burden and return to the presidential palace.
Armed soldiers run alongside the large vehicle as it follows the armored personnel carrier. A tank arrives with more soldiers on foot and another vehicle following behind it. Gains to President Amarev.
General Borgov is a personal contact. It would be a great honor, Mr. President, if I could take his report firsthand.
Very well.
Thank you. John, I sense a juicy photo up coming up.
Baldwin nods.
Redwood 1, tell your girlfriend to get her cameras fired up.
Over.
Copy that.
Mike is filming the military hardware assembling in front of the embassy with the camcorder. He and Michelle smile. The embassy front door opens, then Gaines and the soldiers step out. Gaines comes down the steps and crosses the corpse-strewn compound. He approaches a grey-bearded man standing in the roof hatch of the personnel carrier.
In the nick of time, General.
Good to see you again.
Thank you for coming, sir. This is Birch One. Militia forces have cut and run. The government square is secured. Please tell President Amarev.
His people await his return. Out.
Yes!
The survivors inside the embassy hug each other, smiling with relief. Sam steps outside warily with the president and his two bodyguards. Gaines smiles. From behind the tanks, the militia appear, marching steadily.
Oh, shit. Redwood 3, return to compound.
The army's in on this. Fall back! Fall back!
Get down!
General Borgov shoots Gaines in the chest, but is almost instantly shot dead himself. Borgov's soldiers fire at the embassy, and one of the president's bodyguards falls. Sam rushes the president back in through the front door, while Gunny provides covering fire. The soldiers retreat back inside the embassy, then close the front door. Rapid fire from one of Borgov's vehicles hits something, which creates a shower of sparks.
Get the president back into the bubble. Now!
Come on!
Tavarov and his militia come to stand in front of the embassy. One of General Borgov's tanks blasts away the front doors. As the smoke clears, fire rages in the building. Incessant gunfire peppers the walls of the embassy with bullet hits. As the bombardment continues, two American helicopter gunships suddenly appear in the black sky over the building's roof.
This is Redwood One. Say again, I do not reach you. Over.
Tavarov strides through the building with his men.
We've got tanks in front of the embassy, pounding the crap out of us.
Copy that. We'll return the favor.
This is the United States Army. Stand down. Lower your weapons or you will be fired upon.
Tavarov looks up at the ceiling.
Go.
His men rush up a staircase with their weapons drawn. The militia outside open fire on the helicopters, and a helicopter fires missiles in return.
Here!
Sam fires at militia fighters as they round a bend in a corridor. The helicopters are tearing apart Borgov's army. Sam runs out of ammo. The street outside is rocked by constant explosions.
I'm out.
Get out of here! Sir!
Sam nods at Gunny and goes. Unconcerned with the mayhem outside, Tavarov strides through the embassy with a menacing glower. Michelle risks a glance around the corner of a wall before continuing onwards with Mike still filming. On the floor by a pile of rubble, Gunny instinctively raises his gun at them. She holds out her hand and he lowers his gun weakly.
Why, Sam?
Mike is still filming the devastation around him. Two militia fighters appear at the end of the corridor and blow him away. Michelle gasps in shock as the two men jump over bodies and get closer. She takes Gunny's pistol from his hand.
Now think about it. Do it.
The first man kicks Mike's lifeless head as he passes. Michelle lifts the pistol and drops both of the men instantly.
Seal this room, soldier.
Yes, sir.
Keep everybody over the other side now.
Okay.
Tavarov steps over the pile of corpses clogging the corridor as the lights dim and brighten. He reaches Michelle's doorway and stares in at her, still aiming Gunny's pistol, paralyzed with fear. Looking sublimely unconcerned, he continues on his way. The sprinklers start. Baldwin to Sam.
Sir, Miss Whitman's not in the TCU.
They dash off up a flight of stairs. Tavarov lunges around a bend on the staircase, punching Sam and plunging a knife into Baldwin's chest. Sam grabs Tavarov and the pair roll down the stairs as Baldwin grimaces in agony. Tavarov grabs a fire extinguisher and swings it at Sam, who ducks. Sam catches Tavarov with a roundhouse kick, but Tavarov punches him, cutting his face. As Sam is recovering, Tavarov punches him viciously in the back, then throws him into a wall. Sam summons the strength to kick Tavarov in the backs of the knees, causing him to fall, then punches him to the floor. Michelle finds Baldwin as Tavarov draws a knife on Sam. Baldwin has pulled the knife from his chest and thrown it across the floor to Sam, who grabs it. Sam and Tavarov swipe at each other, and Tavarov slashes Sam's arm. Sam grabs his arm, then retaliates with a thrust of his knife and a kick. Tavarov kicks Sam's foot from under him, but Sam slices deeply into Tavarov's leg, bringing him down. He then drives his knife down into Tavarov's neck. Exhausted, Sam grimaces, then turns to look at Michelle, but stumbles to the floor. Their eyes meet, and he stares at her with heavy eyelids, blood streaming down the side of his face. It's daylight, and US Marines abseil from a hovering helicopter onto the embassy roof. More and more land, then they kick open a door and make their way inside. One covers the doorway while the others go in, weapons held at the ready. The Marines run down a corridor cluttered with piled sandbags. Outside, the cleanup operation's begun as two troops haul away a corpse. An officer strides through the compound, grimly taking in the carnage.
Come on!
Sam and Michelle emerge from the wrecked front doors. President Anarev follows them out and nods to Sam with a heartfelt smile.
Thank you.
Right this way, sir.
A Marine salutes the officer.
Charge here.
He is, sir.
He points at Sam sitting on the steps with Michelle. Baldwin's helped out of the building.
Commander Keenan. Sit, sir, sit. Let's get these civilians out of here.
Go for it, Colonel.
Aren't you coming with us?
That's a no.
You sure?
Yes, sir.
The Colonel goes.
I'm not going anywhere.
Michelle kisses him and they smile. As Gunny's arm's bandaged, he smiles and salutes Sam.
Sir.
Sam gets to his feet and waves to Gunny as he heads off with Michelle. As the surviving embassy staff step out into the daylight, Sam wraps his arm around Michelle. They turn to look at each other and smile. Sam sits down on a part of the ruined compound wall. Michelle perches on his lap, and they kiss once more. A smoke drifts around them. The street leading to the embassy is filled with building debris, corpses, and the remains of burnt-out vehicles. A flight of helicopters skim overhead.